Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way, making you more actually, so much in a mighty way. Thank you so much. Johan Els is back with us tomorrow, man, and we trust that you will have a good time again. I always call it the joyride. And then tonight it's going to be a talk show. I'm going to be talking to Professor Buyisa Ndezi from the University of Johannesburg, and of course also Baruch Yah in Cape Town. And we'll be touching base on issues that have to do with life, man. They have to do with the manner in which we live and the manner in which the Father describes we can best live to fulfill His will. And also we'll open up the lines so that you can talk to us with regards to the topic, so that the show becomes a real talk show. It should not be a show where we talk at you, you know. I've always had a problem with the narrative shows where people just talk at people. But a program that is involving, you know, with what we call actual participation, is what really takes me on. Nevertheless, and they will open up the line so that you can talk to us just as much as you can. Remember the lines, it's 012-334-1322. You can also connect with us via WhatsApp. And on the WhatsApp, it's 082-657-2729. You can talk to us also there. And then you can also talk to us via voice note on the WhatsApp. Always there. Always very much effective these days, the voice note. And it's so clear rather than the interruptions that we get on phones at times. All right, I'm just going to give you a song, a beautiful song. And of course, I trust that you will enjoy it so much. I don't know if you remember the Williams brothers. they really did well in their time. They really did well. They really did wonders. And one can say, even without a doubt, that they actually had been going on for quite some time. If you can remember the Williams brothers, I know that it means you are truly a born again. Listen to this.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
I don't know if you remember that song, man. This is the Williams Brothers way back when, you know. I was also a boy during those times, but hey, these songs were rocking, man. They came in albums that were covered in plastic. Nice. You could keep that for quite a long time. And then it starts to do all those mushy sounds. But the rhythm continues. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you well. We have Professor Buyisa Ndezi. She's on the line. Let us welcome her. Greetings to you, Professor. Welcome.
Greetings, my brother. Thank you very much. I greet you and your family in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, the King of Glory. I also greet our... Yes, my brother.
No, I didn't say a thing.
Okay. Let me greet our beautiful family of Radio Pulpit in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, and also greet our brother Baruch Yah.
Thank
God bless
you so
the Father
much.
For yet another opportunity. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Are you well, Professor?
Amen. I am well by the grace of the Father.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
I am well.
That's good
yes.
to hear. That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight we are talking about spiritual food, what it is all about. You won't believe. Someone just posted on the radio pulpit, Facebook, some bright pieces of chicken.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No comments.
No comments. No comments. No comments.
No comments.
Yeah. There's nothing called a coincidence, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing called
there are reasons behind. There are reasons behind actions that are happening.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They know that, ish, son, look at what we eat here. And you busy sitting there talking. Mm. If you were here, hey, son. You would be enjoying.
You are going to enjoy what we are enjoying.
Yeah, yeah. I choose to take it that way, you know, on air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we're talking about spiritual food, what this is even all about. And people know food, you know. Yeah, but spiritual food, what they are, and it's difficult to describe spiritual food without describing its essence. First and foremost, in Exodus chapter 16, verse 15, we see that Yahusha is the bread of life. So when the children of Yasharal saw it, they said one to another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, "This is the bread which the Elohim had given you to eat." True spiritual food, Christ, comes in as the bread of life. Without him, no nourishment in any way whatsoever. It's found in Exodus. Many people say, "Oh, Christ isn't." You know, look at it. Exodus is the bread that the Father has given. Right? And true spiritual food, the essence of it, in Isaiah 25, verses 6 says, "And in this mountain the Elohim of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces." That's why I was talking about that, those pieces of chicken that they just posted on Facebook. "A feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined vines on the lees." But this is true spiritual food. Now, he makes us to imagine the good food, the best food that can be made for physical consumptions. And then symbolically, he describes the spiritual food and the excellent preparations he has made with regards to this. And how we might nourish our spiritual man. He talks about that. And it's amazing that these times, we don't seem to see or know or acknowledge or differentiate what true spiritual food is and what is not spiritual food. Much of the times we don't even differentiate. I don't know why. But we see that happen many times. And one has to ask, do we know of spiritual food? Have you seen a chef really preparing? And the Father says he is that chef, the best ever, who prepares this for us. And then when you look also into Isaiah 55, verses 2, says, "Why do you spend money? Why do you spend money on what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. Listen carefully to me." And it says, "And eat what is good, and let your soul delight in abundance." Now we start to see. This food is what he says. And if we partake of this carefully, we will see our souls delighting in abundance. We will see the soul's delight in abundance. I don't know if we understand this, the very notion of this. We start to see true spiritual food. Oh, okay. It's for the soul. And then you look into Jeremiah 3:15, and I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. We start to see true spiritual food is now the knowledge of the Father, the understanding of the Father that will be fed upon us by those shepherds which he has chosen. Not shepherds who come on their own, but those shepherds which he has chosen. What kind of spiritual food are we eating as believers and as a nation? I saw lately we were eating big slices and chunks of fear, rumor, mongerings for war. I saw recently we were eating big chunks of animosity and isolations as a nation. And even as the church that is within that nation. I saw we were eating also big chunks of discrimination. Oh, here's another one. This one, many people don't touch on. I saw we were eating big chunks of categorical label upon our children. There are those people called Ama 2000, and there's so many insolent things spoken into the souls of these people, our own children. And I've seen we were eating big chunks of disrespect for the dignity of fellow men. I saw we were eating big chunks of, I spoke of rumors, but also of lies, false reporting, propaganda. I saw. It is quite sad. I saw we were eating also big chunks of ridicule. And it happens everywhere. Even those people who you think these are established. You know, things like if you know those auditing firms that you know that these guys, you know, or auditing committees, and you know that these guys are really doing a good job. But we see them eating chunks of deceptions and putting across deceptions. And all these are spiritual foods. We have to understand why the Father says ours is choice foods. It means that which he has chosen. And let us see that if we eat, whatever it is that we eat is what is chosen by the Father. And those who feed the nation, who are called, and we have these titles of the church, pastors, bishops, whoever, preachers and all. What kind of food are you dishing out there? I've shown you already the kinds of foods that we eat spiritually, which are not good for us. Foods and chunks and slices and drinks of polarization. We seem to be eating such. To the utter dismay of the peace that we purport to be our concept. Anyway, let's welcome Barukia in Cape Town. You can hear the phone clicking. How are you, sir? Greetings. Welcome.
Shalom Rabba, my aunt. Greetings to you and to your family. Greetings to Akuti, that is Professor Buyison Ndezi, and her family, and to the family of Radio Pulpit. And also, I'd like to apologize for being late, but we are here and we praise Abba Yahuwah for making this time available for us to come and share about his word. Hallelujah.
Amen. People who are listening are surprised. What do you mean you are late? Because the guests haven't spoken yet. Yo. Thank you for being honest, my friend. Now, I hope you are listening, my Akne.
You may continue, my Akne.
I hope you are listening.
Here and there.
Yes.
It's not long, but I just picked up.
Okay. Now, let me come back to Ezekiel 34:14. It says, I will feed them in good pasture, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Yasharal. There they shall lie down in good fold and feed in rich pastures on the mountain of Israel, or Yasharal. And this spiritual food comes from the Father. Even those shepherds that he will appoint, or that he has appointed to give us this food is not prepared by them. It's prepared by the Father, Yahuwah. And much of the times, it's like when we were growing up, there was this thing that was called the machine chicken, inkuku yomshini. And many, many, many people, as we were growing up, did not like it. They did not like that kind of chicken, the clones and all that. They did not like that. Some said it tastes like cardboard. But now, 30 years later, people are eating only that. The chicken that they used to have in their homes has disappeared. And it looks like that even these days. That there were times we were hungry for the word of the Father and we took this as true spiritual food. But as time went on, we brought on the motivational speakers and they started to give us delusions. Quite sad. After this, let's ask the professor.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Professor, when we talk about true spiritual food in the light of the kinds of spiritual foods that we have today, what do we mean?
Thank you, my brother, for the question and the intro that you have given unto us. You know, what you've been talking about to me brought another question. The question that says, do we really know what the true spiritual food is? Because if we cannot answer that question, we will find ourselves being lost and eating everything and anything. We won't be able to identify when we are now eating food that has been cloned. Let me start from where you ended. You were making an example of a chicken where you said in the past there used to be a chicken called the machine chicken. And the people who understand and know the quality of the real chicken were not eating that kind of a chicken because they could taste the difference. But at this point in time, everybody or most of us are now tuned to the chicken that we were not eating in the past because we have gotten to a point where we have lost the original taste of a real chicken. So why am I bringing this example that you have just brought across even yourself? I want to put this point across. That if we are unable to identify or we don't know what the real food is,
We won't be even be able to identify when we are no longer eating the right food. And it goes back to the question that the children of Israel asked Moses when they were asking about the manna that came from the Father, when they asked, what is this? They did not understand, and hence they had to ask a question for them to know exactly. But that, I think for us these days, we're not even asking, what are we eating? Which is why we eat anything, we eat everything, and we become what we eat. At that point, Moses had to explain and said, this is the bread which the Lord has given to you to eat. But do we ask that question as they ask? Because if we are not going to ask every day this question about what we are eating, we'll find out eating inkukhu zomshini, thinking we are eating the real chicken. So without an explanation from somebody who understands, and without us being obedient to a point of hearing what we will be told about what we are eating, we won't be able to identify, and we'll end up becoming what we eat, and we think who we become is what God wants us to become. We must know that we are not going to become anything better than what we are eating. So if we are not eating the real spiritual food, we will not become the people whom God wants us to become. And when you read Isaiah 55, it's asking a beautiful question that says, why do you waste money on what is not bread? But the question that will be asked is, do you know what you are feeding on, whether it is real thing or not? Most of the people are not aware because they have been brainwashed by the information that they already have. Number two, they have trusted people more than they trust the word of the Father, because they trust the person who is speaking to them, whatever he's giving them. They believe that what is being given to them is the real food. But God is asking us a question today. Why do you spend money for what is not bread? We now have to start looking at what we are eating. If it is not life, if it's not the word of God, if it is not Yeshua, the King of Glory, we then have to know that we are not eating of the true spiritual food, because the word says what you are spending money on is not bread. Why are you spending your wages on what does not satisfy? And it brings us to a solution. The solution is, listen carefully to me. And it will need us to know the voice of God, to be able to identify with his voice, that you can be able to discern between the people speaking to us and the voice of God who is speaking to us. So we cannot, Brother Ray, be able to feed on the right food if we don't know the voice of God, because most of what we are feeding on, it's what we are being told. It's the information that comes to us from the people whom we are trusting, from the sources that are trusted, and we think that which we are receiving is the word of God. And we end up eating those things that are not healthy. We are eating things that are killing us. And at the end of the day, our souls are not delighting in abundance. I was touched when you read that part, that we become people who are able to see things from the God's perspective, and we are able to live in abundance because we are being built by the word of God. We are being built by the food that we eat. There is this saying that we all know, that you are what you eat. So if I am redundant, if I am not growing, if I become a dwarf in what I do and in what I should become, it means I am feeding on food that does not make me grow. And I don't grow because, number one, I have not identified that what I'm eating is not healthy enough. Or number two, I have denied and rejected the true food, and I decided to spend my money on what is not a true food. And how do I practically spend money on what is not food? By rejecting the word of God. Some of us, we think the word of God and becoming a believer is a propaganda that we have gotten to be attracted to. Others think that it is not true, it is not real to become the child of God. And then we feed on the information that comes from the society. We feed on what we are seeing from the social media. And God is speaking to us and say, in these days, he will find us. a good pasture. He will lead us to the mountains of Israel. But we are not ascending to the mountains of Israel simply because we deny the good pasture. Those whom God has appointed to bring and to give us the right food, we reject them because we think they are not living according to our lifestyle. We think they are not doing things that we do. We think they are behind the standard. We think they are not living according to what the world is doing at this point in time. Whereas God is saying, I have prepared a feast for you. Mm. And I like the example that you put when you say, our father is becoming the chef himself. And I have the picture of him preparing what his children will be eating, because he knows what is good for the children. He knows what will nourish them. And he knows what will make others to come to him by feeding the ones that are here right now. But it is our duty to be able to check whether what we're eating is good enough or not good enough. And you kept on asking the question, are we eating the right food where we are? Are we feasting on the right things? Have we identified with the word of God? It comes back to that we need to be able to identify what is right and what is not right. Sometimes the difficulty comes because the wrong foods that are given to us are wrapped around with what is familiar as the truth or close to the truth. And the minute we pick up what is mostly sounding like the truth, even if it's mixed with lies, we end up taking that thing. And this is the old trick of the devil. We remember it when he approached Yahushua himself, asking him to turn the stones into bread, asking him to throw himself down because the angels were going to catch him. So all of those were the phrases that had part truth, but part lies. So when we are unable to identify lies from the truth, we end up feeding on everything that we are seeing or that comes to our doorstep. And at the end of the day, we feed on those things thinking we are doing the right thing. So in conclusion, Brother Ray, what I'm saying is the true spiritual food needs to be the food that someone else must be able to explain to us in the same way that Moses explained to the children of Israel when they asked the question, what is this? But it will also take me as a person to ask a question even from the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, is this what I'm about to partake on, the real thing that I need to feed on? So it means I must deny myself. I must be humble enough to ask for direction, to ask God to reveal to me what I'm about to feed on. But that character will come to me when I am a person of the word and I'm a person who depends on the word of God. Without me being dependent on the word, it will be difficult to ask those questions because I will think I know. I will think my friends have told me the right thing. I will think the society has done justice in bringing me information. But if I depend on him and I know that what will make me healthy is what will come from him, then I will go back to him and get the word from him, because that's the spiritual food that will make me a person whom God wants me to become.
Yeah, I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. Indeed, when we look into the notion of true spiritual food, one can say without a doubt that there is a bit of confusion today with regards to differentiating between true spiritual food and just that which is not true spiritual food. You know, like I said, and as you said, giving that example of the chicken. Now, the second question also comes in Jeremiah 3:15 says, I will give you shepherds according to my heart who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. True spiritual food is knowledge and understanding that is from the Father. But the people who will be given true spiritual food are people whom the Father has chosen. He says, I will give you according to my heart. I'll give you shepherds according to my heart. Which means according to his spirit. Now, much of the times we have so many, and not all are according to the heart of the Father. Therefore, they might not be teaching that which is true, my achi, true wisdom and understanding. What say you?
There's something that we call pride that creeps in, and where it automatically gets to take or to lead people astray, because when they maybe are receiving whatever that they're receiving, being it revelation, and it is from the true word of Abba, we start to think that I am powerful, meaning that I start to disconnect from him. You know, many of the jinn will find that Baba Nwe, not that, like, they started quite well, they started quite good, but then there is that deception that enters for them to start to like power, to feel it's me who's doing all these things. And the minute we start to enter that state as shepherds, as servants, as disciples, now it's me, then it means we have disconnected and a different spirit has entered. And the words now that we are speaking are no longer the words from Abba Yahuwah Elohim, but now it's another force, it's another spirit now that has crept in. And that spirit particularly always wants to exalt itself. So therefore, as shepherds, we now get to not teach a sound doctrine. And also, people get to have this itching ear, because now there's no longer truth, but we start to speak things that people want. We start to speak this prosperity, and now I'm unemployed. And being unemployed, and then I feel, people in this church are getting jobs and whatnot. And we don't really even get to see, how do these jobs come about? And even maybe it's even a lie, it's a scheme, because we have heard reports that comes out to say these people will go and they will scheme. Somebody goes and interview people, come on, Claire, take the notes and whatnot, and then they go and give this so-and-so, so-called man of God, the notes to tell. And when he prophesies as if he is hearing from the Father. So now it tells you, these are not shepherds. If they were, it now means they are lost. It now means they are now disconnected, and therefore they are leading the people astray, because literally, we don't get to open the word and even check. The scripture teaches us to even test the spirit, which means we come here. It is also good to pray and get to know, ask Abba, so that you can be able to can connect and see and know, this person is so-and-so in the realm of the spirit. But now, people just get to follow. People just take anything. Even Satan, as Professor quoted, he quoted this Psalm 91 when he was speaking to Yahusha. Now, which means it would be easy for one to be deceived, because of the verse Bible, then it means it's the truth. But no, the man who spoke, who spoke, it is important to know who is behind this voice, because the scripture tells us of a wolf in a sheepskin. Yeah. So when he comes, but he will come pretending to be one of us, so that he can lure us astray, lead us to the cliff for us to fall. So it becomes important for us to understand, there must be a true word of Elohim, the word of truth, and not even half truth, but truth completed from the beginning to the end, whereby we know the Chaya, it's not mixed with anything, but it's truth in its entirety, because that is what was spoken, and that, if it's spoken, it is what will lead us to the end, and the end being a place of safety, a place of rest, and also what is known as the New Jerusalem. So it becomes important for us to understand that foundation, to looking at Kure. When this shepherd speaks, it's important for us to go and look at the scripture, to also go and ask Luena for Abba to reveal to you so that you can be able to connect with what was taught. And if there's all a lie, it should be revealed so that you know, this is not the path where I'm going now, but I'd rather be choosing the path which is of the light. Because I think it's important for us to understand. Judgment Day, I'm all alone in the courts of heaven, let's say they are, but meaning that I can't come and say, Muruti Ray said, so therefore that's why I followed. No, I cannot be, I'm accountable for my salvation. So it is important for me to go scrutinize, to check the books, to study the word, you know, so that if I don't get to understand something, I should even be allowed to ask or to question, or even to ask the father to say, but this man says this, is it true? Is it the correct way of what you were saying? So that we can be able to see in the spirit and to see which ones are of the light and which ones are of darkness. Shalom.
Shalom, Tuda. And of course, if you just joined us, welcome to it. We are talking about true spiritual food, what it is all about. How do you differentiate true spiritual food from other spiritual foods? And today, who gives true spiritual foods in our ministries? What kind of spiritual foods are we feeding on? I spoke at the beginning of the show. All the kinds of spiritual foods we are feeding on. And, of course, Professor Wilson has said, you are what you eat. Imagine eating that which is not true spiritual food. What happens to you? You also become that which is not true.
Mm.
So, looking also into Zephaniah 3:13, the remnant of Israel shall do no unrighteousness and speak no lies, nor shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed their flocks and lie down, and no one shall make them afraid. The prophecies of the Father, relying on his guidance and also his protection and his promises, is true spiritual food. But we are also told of other spiritual foods in Zephaniah. It's called unrighteousness, lies, deception. And we are told that the other spiritual food that is not true spiritual food is fear. It says they shall not be afraid. Now, at the beginning of the show, without reading this verse, we went into those things. There are so many spiritual foods. We need to identify them because they come disguised as something else. Professor?
Thank you, my brother. You are quite right. Earlier on, you counted fear. You counted rumor. You counted wars. You counted isolation. You counted disrespect as what we are now feeding on. And what we continue to feed on make us those kind of people, which is why we are no longer reflecting the Father. We are not reflecting the word that is supposed to be in our hearts and in our lives. So the verse that you read, Zephaniah 3:13, the remnant of Israel shall do no unrighteousness and speak no lies, nor shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed their flock and lie down, and no one shall make them afraid. It's unfortunate that this verse is portraying or revealing what we see on a daily basis. So in other words, for us to be able to fight against these foods that have become part of us, we need to go back to the fundamentals, to the foundation of what the true spiritual food is all about. And the Bible tells us that the word of God is life, and the word of God is what will make us the people whom we need to be. And he is the life in himself. Let's read John 6:35. It says, I am the bread of life, and whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. So for us to become righteousness of God, for us to be right with God, we need to know what we feed on. And he is, I am the bread of life. And whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And I think this is the part where we miss it, Brother Ray, because we come to him, but we don't stay in him. It is when we abide in him that we continually feed on him and become one with him.
Hold it there, when Professor. Professor, just hold it there where we become one with him. Let's take Utaliklolo. Remember, you can call in into the show. You can call and interrupt because this is your show. And we want discussions. We want discipleship. We want learning, not just the narration. So if you call in to talk to us, it's fine. Dalukolo.
I'm a famous Sabanilab. Uyamosha ngoba manje ulahlekisa abantwana abancane bajele ukuthi iqiniswe ndokwamanga thina esikhule sihamba inkonzo because mina ngikhule ngapha inkonzo yasepresbyterian and ngikhule ngikhulise presbyterian so into zamaluminati nani zonke ezabazikhulumayo yizinto zabantwana banamhlanje abangahloniphi abangafundi abathanda utshwala utshwala buza kuqala more than anything so into engifuna ukuyisho okumele ilungiswe abefundisi ubuluminati ama-freemasons nabo-performers ngifuna nilukele phezu kwalo nto ngoba lezinto eziyi-3 yizo eziphethe wonke lo mhlaba njengoba sikukhona manje. Ngiyabonga mfundisi.
Thank you so much. We appreciate. Thank you, Dalixolo. And let me tell you, these things were there long before you see the kids that practice them today. They were there. These societies have been standing for generations. They've been there. All right, Professor, yes.
Thank you, my brother. And I thank the brother who just spoke now, revealing the background where it comes from. And I think it's giving us another light of how things used to happen. So I was at the point where I was saying, when we become one with Yahusha, it is going to be very much easier for us to reflect the kind of food that we continually feed on, because we cannot be in him and be different from him. So when he says to us, whoever comes to me will never go hungry, it means we are not going to even desire any other food other than the food that he gives, other than the food that he eats, because he is the bread of life. And it starts from us believing who he is. And when we believe who he is, anything else that will want to come and attract us and draw our attention, we will never be drawn to those things, because we are already fulfilled by who he is. We'll never thirst for anything other than him, because he is the bread of life. And in John 6, starting from verse 55, he says, for my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. So these are the foods that we must drink, which will make us healthy in the Lord and healthy for God. So if we are going to identify with the flesh, that is his body, with his blood, and we continue to drink on that, we will then know that we are feeding on the true spiritual food. But I think we need to try and expound even more on that, what we mean by feeding on the flesh of Yahusha and on the blood. It starts from us believing. It starts from us taking him as part of us. It starts from us knowing that without him, there is no life. We cannot be in the Father except us going through him, that we may be in the Father. So it is about him being the manna that we feed on, the bread that we feed on, and we can be one with the Lord. So all of these things that you speak about, the fears, the rumors, lies, and all of those things that you see, we'll not be ingesting those things, because we are already full of the word. We identify these things from a distance. We can pick these things up when they come to deceive us. Then I know that I cannot be tempted by anything else other than me being ruled and directed and led by the word of God, by the word that I abide in. It is about me abiding in the word and doing the word. We mostly hear the word, Brother Ray, but we do not do the word. So we cannot be one with the word. Hence, we can end up feeding on other foods, eating on other foods, and then we start believing even the liars. We start taking on what other people are saying. You read Ezekiel 34 as well, which spoke about God leading them to the pastures where the servants and the shepherds will be feeding them with the right food. But that will take me and you to be able to be led, because some of us, we are in the house of God, but we don't want to be led. Mm. We don't want the word of God to speak. We don't want to be controlled by the word of God. We still want to do our own things even when we are in the house of God, whereas God has made a provision that in his house and in the word of God is everything that he wants us to live by. Hence, at the end of the day, we are not led unto the higher mountain. We live a mediocre life while in God. We don't experience God. We don't hear God. We don't experience power. We don't experience his presence simply because we refuse to be led by the word of God. We can't hear the word of God when it is spoken because our ears have gotten acquainted to eat what the world is providing. So when a child does not want to eat the veggies that you feed or you provide in your house, the child will end up coming with the rations that they've eaten next door, thinking the food that he ate is good enough simply because maybe he was attracted by the smell and refused the vegetables that you gave him. At the end of the day, you will hear by the smell when they start burping, you said, no, I didn't feed this child whatever is coming out now. Mm. Simply because he thought what he ate outside is better than what you cooked inside. It's the same thing that happens with us in the house of God. We think that what God is providing is too slow for us. We think it's not going to take us where we want to be at the time that we want to be at that particular place. And hence, we take what the social media is giving us, we feed on those. We take what our friends are giving us, we feed on those. And while we are in the house of God, we start revealing and reflecting things that are not supposed to be in the house of God. And hence, at the end of the day, kuthiwa abazalwane banje, simply because people refuse to eat on the spiritual food that is provided inside the house of God. Instead, they chose to eat what the world gives. These are the things that we start taking note of so that we can reflect the word of God that is inside the house. This is what God wants us to do in these days.
All right. Send us your WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. True spiritual food, what it is even all about. True spiritual food, what it is even all about. And much of the times, what do we get from our churches? Do we get true spiritual food? And how do you identify if this truly is true spiritual food? You can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. You can also drop us a voice note there. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you make of this. And of course, true spiritual food these days, is it something that we take seriously or even for granted?
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.